Blog Talk Radio. Hi everyone, this is July 13th, 2013, and you're listening to Under the Moon with Joni Ross Astrologer and Pat McHugh. This is every Saturday at 6 p.m., and our show is about celebrating diversity, which is each and every one of our horoscopes and other astro-musing adventures. So we're going to be talking about the full moon coming up on the 22nd, and information on how to use astrology as a tool in our everyday life, making the shift from inside out. So please call in and join this dialogue, and we'll look at your chart. The number here is 213-816-0357, 213-816-0357. So on Monday, July 22nd at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we will have a full moon in the zodiacal sign of Aquarius. The full moon is a great opportunity if you use it correctly. It's a great time to break a habit, to celebrate life. I live in South Florida, so going to the beach on the full moon is great. Dancing, drumming, napping, I've done all three. The full moon is the culmination of our lunar cycle, so emotions tend to be high. The moon rules the people, so it's also a very social time of the month. Increased creativity are heightened as well. Aquarius is a social sign, as all the air signs are. The moon in Aquarius calls for thoughtful responses to emotional issues, as well as great respect for friendship and rational, original ideas. It symbolizes concern for humanity as a whole, to allow freedom for each individual. When we recognize the uniqueness of each person, we can create unity in diversity. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, the epitome of activism. Uranus is the energy of inconsistency or change. There's a power in stopping a consistent flow of energy, just like a dam harnesses the energy of flowing water, creating potential for electricity. Aquarius is not interested in revolutionary change, not only interested in revolutionary change and vision. It symbolizes what stirs you in the right direction of individuation from inside out, learning to trust the inner voice of your soul. Opposite the moon, the sun in Leo is all about the matters of the heart. The sun is the natural ruler of Leo. It really is a time to discover one's special qualities and radiate loving energy to all around, all those around you. This is a perfect time to start living as the reinvented you. If you've been feeling a little stuck on something, don't be surprised if an unusual idea suddenly comes. It's a time to break down old patterns and challenge the things that hold you back in life. Ask yourself how you can make a difference. This is a real way to get unstuck. So, here's to one individual's original idea, lighting the spark of the visionary in all of us. So, we have a week to design our own version of the full moon celebration, and we'll be back next Saturday to check in, so please call in with your ideas, and we'll also discuss the planet Uranus and the sun in your charts. So you can do a vision board, meditation, write down your goals, all of these things, so that at the full moon you really understand your own intention. So Mars went into the sign of Cancer today, and it will join Jupiter in its grand trine with Neptune in Pisces and Saturn in Scorpio. That's a tremendous amount of emotional energy. I hope everyone takes advantage of this time to love, nurture hope, activate a dream. It all starts with believing and loving yourself. This evening, I'd like to talk about the Mars and Moon with you guys. Mars in our horoscopes represent how we get what we want, how we work, how we describe what we are passionate about, how we use our strength. Mars in air uses persuasion. That's the Libras, Geminis, and Aquarius. Mars in fire uses strength and initiative. Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries. Mars in earth is all about patience and efficiency. Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. And Mars in water uses intuition and persistence. This is Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. So let's talk about our Mars. Call into the show, 213-816-0357. 213-816-0357. So let's have a word, a little commercial break before we get started. Okay, Pat.
Hello, Joni.
Hi.
Hi. Would you like a complimentary copy of your horoscope? We want you to be able to use astrology as a tool in your daily life. So if you contact us at JoniRossAstrologer.com, that's JoniRoss Astrologer.com, we will send you a brief explanation of how the upcoming lunation affects your month ahead, as well as information from your natal chart that gives you insights on how to win. The next full moon is in Aquarius, so the house placement of Uranus can indicate the ongoing area in your life that needs to revolutionize. The zodiacal sign of your Uranus is an indicator on how you might accomplish that. Your natal sun sign describes how you express your energy and how that energy is nourished. If you would like to know what house the full moon will be affecting this month and the sign and placement of your natal Uranus and sun, email JoniMoonMessage@AOL.com. That's J-U-O-N-I, MoonMessage@AOL.com. Please include your name, date, and time of birth, as well as the place of birth. And why not have your solar return done for 2013? What's in the sky on your birthday shows a lot about the year ahead. A solar return reading covers one solar year, beginning on your birthday and ending on your next birthday. You can get your solar return reading done as early as 3 to 5 months before your next birthday, or you can have it done mid-year. It is still useful anytime during the solar year. To find out more, go to JoniRossAstrologer.com or email JoniMoonMessage@AOL.com. You can reach Joni at 561-330-4040 or find us on Facebook at Joni Ross Astrologer. Now, all of us from under the moon would like to thank our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Barry, owner and master blender of Daughters of Isis. Daughters of Isis is a lovely company that uses the blending tools of fragrance and homeopathy to bring your sensuality into alignment with our ancestors and cultural traditions from across the Earth Mother. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for all you do and for being our sponsor.
Excellent. Commercial break. So here we are. I just wanted to get started tonight by inviting a great woman and a great friend, Janice Heller. So, Janice, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you.
Hi there. Welcome to Under the Moon.
I'm really honored to be there.
Thank you. So, can I talk a little bit about you, or would you like to explain, before we look at your chart, what would you like to talk about? This is a person who is multifaceted, many gifts and many gifts to give. So you are an acupuncture physician, right?
Yes.
And a midwife doing home birth many times, right?
Birth center, yeah, home and birth center for 36 years.
Wow, yeah. And you are a great lover of music and many, many different, you have a lot of things you're interested in, aren't you? You also play music, don't you?
I play guitar to a certain level, and I'm working on it. And I have this thought that I'm an artist, even though I don't realize that. Maybe I don't put it in.
Great. So
astrology is such a wonderful tool because I'm all air and fire, so it helps point my way a little better than I would myself. I'm really ungrounded without looking at the tools astrology provides for me.
Ah, I know, and I've spoken to you about your chart in the past, so I actually realize everyone out there, this is Mercury in retrograde, as we know, almost everyone knows, especially when your computer goes haywire. But it's also a moon void, of course, and that's when the moon has already made all its aspects in the sign that it's in, and it's waiting to get into the next sign and taking a little offline. So we're here under the moon, and there's lots of people on the call board, so I'm very excited we all take our siesta together. Okay, Janice. So tell us a little bit about, is there some way you use the acupuncture and taking care of pregnant ladies and births together?
Absolutely. I, for the last 4 years, although I'm not presently there, I've been working at a birth center, and we really follow the guidelines of states delivering a baby on time, and really most women don't fall into that, and so the medical practice would use medicine to get somebody in labor, and what I really discovered is acupuncture and homeopathy will get somebody ready and have them deliver without being too aggressive, and acupuncture takes care of the nervousness of prior to the delivery and really helps the body align its energy and balance so that the body can go ahead and do what it needs to do. It's not an aggressive thing. It's a very passive thing. And I wouldn't even say passive. It's a very yin in terms of Chinese medicine action where things become balanced. And I have found it so tremendously useful in the last number of years. I also utilize homeopathy for that, and there's a French study in homeopathy that if you give a woman from 34 weeks on this combination and schedule of doing homeopathics, they birth in a delighted manner on time and with much less pain. So I've really been able to influence the women I've been taking care of to have very, very positive birth experiences. And they're so subtle, the changes, but they are so profound. Less complications, a much better attitude, and really, really a satisfying birth experience.
That
so I'm really happy to find the two modalities.
That's so interesting, isn't it, Pat? That
yes.
That she can combine these things. And I, I would say that somebody have in your care feels really, really supported and safe because you'll know what to do. And
I also developed a very strong relationship with affirming their well-being. And and they also know they can call me anytime on my cell phone. So I'm in touch in many ways. That's really probably the best thing. I answer my phone. You can call me any time of the day or night for a question. Normally stuff gets answered while we're doing a visit, so they don't have to call too often, but it's never a problem. So,
and also you've had a lot of experience teaching other people to be midwives, haven't you?
I've since the mid-80s, I've been a preceptor, which is somebody that takes students to birth and shows them that kind of what to do. And I really honor that the birth experience is that of the family giving birth. And I'm to the point where the language I use to ladies is significant. I do not say to anyone, I'm going to deliver your baby. I'm very clear that the woman giving birth delivers the baby, and I'm the one assisting the process, which I don't think is a diminished activity.
Not at all.
It's really important to leave the family intact and have it be an emotional, positive well-being. Birth is as intimate as making love, and normally most people don't invite a crowd to their passion. And so if birth can be done in a quiet manner and supportive, it's a very wonderful thing. It makes it a healthy birth, and they absolutely have great births.
Wonderful. Jen.
Birth is work, and it's work, but in the right framing, it's a wonderful work.
Okay, so would you, if anyone out there is interested in learning or is in South Florida and they're thinking of what midwife to consult with or acupuncturist, why don't you just give everybody a number where they can reach you, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about your amazing horoscope.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. The way to get me is 954-922-2100. And
say that one more time. One more time.
954-922-2100. And that's conscious childbirth, but I answer the phone. And
great.
I practice conscious childbirth.
Wonderful. Yes, it really sounds like that. And you know, that's one of the things that impresses me about you is how conscious you really are. And it's really not that big a surprise because you are Sagittarius with Mercury within a minute of conjunction to the Sun. And whenever Mercury is that close, it really gets very, very, very focused and strong in a person's persona. And the interesting thing about that Mercury, and we have Mercury retrograde right now, is that you were born with Mercury in retrograde. People with Mercury in retrograde have a tremendous need to focus on this internal dialogue and developing themselves from this kind of intangible thing we call wisdom. So, and Sagittarius is the sign of wisdom. So somehow in the course of all the adventures of your life, you've managed to really put together a focus, and this is beautiful. And then we really want to talk about Mars tonight. And last week we had the show about Jupiter? But we talk about Jupiter a lot since I'm Sag rising, and I love to talk about Jupiter. And, of course, because Jupiter is going into Cancer, it's now in the sign of Cancer. So we talked about Jupiter for that. But whenever you have – yes?
I'm a Sag rising. Yeah.
And that's right, you're Sag rising as well. Yes, absolutely. So, but one thing that we really want to consider when you have so much of a strong emphasis in Jupiter, that how is Saturn? That because Saturn really is the complement about how we deal with our culture, its beliefs, its structure, who we are, what we're committing to. So you want to make sure when you see a person that really develops their mission, which really comes from their heart-centered urge to make a difference, that their Saturn is there somewhere really strong. And We're talking about Mars tonight, and your Saturn is conjunct just as close as Mercury and Sun to Saturn. So you have Mars, Saturn in Libra, which absolutely is about not just equity and fairness, but really connecting to another person's experience and the cooperation involved. And the fact that as a midwife, you say, I make it very clear, I'm not delivering the child. You are. I'm here to support you. But of course, having that strong Saturn, not only do you support them, but they feel they can really trust your direction. And I'm sure that's not even an issue with you and the ladies that you are dealing with, or patients too, for that matter. And then also conjunct, even though Neptune is quite a distance from Mars, so it's not really as conjunct to Mars, but it is conjunct Saturn. So you have the stellium in this Libran energy. And, you know, it's all about love for you, Janice, isn't it?
I think that I don't even know that it's about anything else.
Okay, there we go.
That's the important thing. Yes.
So, you know, you and I have this in common, which is I'm kind of proud to say, because I really am so much of an admirer of you, especially your character. When you have Mars in Libra, you really want to look at what's Venus doing, because that's Venus's sign. So you have Venus in the sign of Scorpio, which is in Pluto's sign, but it's also in Mars' sign. So your Mars kind of has to defer to your Venus, and your Venus has to defer to your Mars in some sense. So you have it a little funny. Because they're in each other's kind of sign. They're in each other's signs, and Mars and Venus, as you know, really indicate, I think you know, indicate how we play, what we want, what we need to feel loved, and how we express it. So you might have your own kind of style of how you really express all these things, and I'm sure by now, as I am, you're really comfortable with it, right?
Well, I would say that I've finally gotten to a place where I accept how I am. And it may be a little peculiar to others, you know, on a personal level, but I am how I am. I've turned into Popeye.
That's right. Yeah, what a Popeye. Yes, I think that if you can't do that, and somehow the society we're in, Jupiter Saturn, sometimes gives us some kind of restriction or, oh, no. But when people have these kinds of energies, they can be just as happy if they accept themselves, and then go ahead and go for it. And the other thing I wanted to say about your chart, Janice, is another Jupiter energy, your moon in Leo in the house of Sagittarius means that fire. So you live in this passion to initiate truth, or, you know, in the case of Sagittarius, but also in Leo with a lot of dignity. So I'm sure that part of the reason you're so attracted to birth because of its dignity and the fact that women do it, the moon, and that it enables a good beginning. It's a good beginning, right? I mean, it's an astrologist.
My missions in birth, you know, first off, it took me a long time to articulate what my passion was about. And the thing that I would say that is a priority is that that there is dignity in birth, because so often there isn't, and that people are able to be themselves without judgment. And that's like a serious component of honoring somebody's birth, is that they are who they are, and you don't try to make it be anything else. So I have just, over the years, begun to realize I am a fair witness to a process, and if I do it right, if I do my part right, people's dignity is preserved. And that's really important, because that's not necessarily how birth is. When you go into a situation where everybody takes over your birth and manages it, you are diminished and lost as the mother. And at the end, aren't you grateful they gave you a healthy baby? And there is a possibility, and that's exactly what some people need, but there is a possibility of a transformative process that is amazing if people's dignity is intact and people feel proud of themselves. and that they know they did it. There's an immense amount of rightness about having that to happen.
Yeah, I'm almost regretting you talking about yourself before I talk about your chart, because your chart really describes these abilities and these perceptions, because the moon is making a trine, and we know trines are the same elements, meaning it's flowing, understanding each other. Energy just flows really well and freely. And your Jupiter in Aries is trining the moon in Leo, and Jupiter is in the house of birth.
Oh.
And the other, it's so cool, right? And the other thing that, you know, when you were born, the planet Uranus was in the sign of Cancer, in the house of Scorpio. So that tells me that on some level you are an activist for the change that lets people be their soul's desire, meaning it really is a bottom life experience, bottom line experience for you, Truth, having to do with all the history we had as women and all the history forward that we create, but without the baloney. That's what it seems like. Did somehow to allow people to understand that their power is within them and they can choose. And obviously there's a lot of trends these days with the medical advising of the births. And then there's this whole group of people called midwives and doulas and midwives that are affecting society as much as they possibly can. So if anybody out there would like to be in the show comments on the site, Joni Ross Astrologer, a message for Janice. Or Janice, do you have an email that they could reach you directly?
Conscious Care, CONSCIOUSCARE, Conscious Care at AOL.com.
Great, great, great. Thank you. So you're wonderful. So if you want to stay with us and maybe make a comment, if someone calls in, I'm going to take... We have lots of callers. The board is completely lit up. So I'm going to take the first caller. I know her name because I spoke to her before the show. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you for waiting.
No
Say
problem.
Hi to Janice and Pat and me. This is
Hello.
Jill.
Hello. Hi, Jill.
So tell me, you want to give me your birth info, and then I'll make your chart while we talk?
Yes, it's 12-17-60.
That's my birth.
That's Janice's birth. Isn't that interesting?
It's her birthday?
Yes,
you're Astro Twins, yeah.
Oh,
that's
cool. That's
nice
cool.
Call.
Same year and everything.
No, I'm not to worry. I'm 51, but...
Okay, well, that's cool.
It is cool. And you probably are, too. So what time were you born, Jill? Do you know?
Yeah, 7:45 a.m.
Okay. And where? What place?
Waukegan, Illinois. Do you need me to spell that? W-A-U-K-E-G-A-N.
So W-A-U-G-A-N. A-N.
W-A-U-K-E.
K-E.
G-A-N.
Okay, but you know, my atlas kind of feeds me the correct spelling.
Okay.
Well, it's Illinois, you said?
Yes.
Thank you. So, there you go. Yeah, if I'm really close, which I'm usually not accurate. So, here it is. Okay. So, when you were born... you know that you're Sagittarius with Capricorn rising, right?
Yes.
So, again, we have this Saturn and Jupiter theme right away here, meaning it's about the culture I come from and the society I live in, and I'm here to be part of that. And your Jupiter, which is the ruler of your sun, is in Capricorn. Have you had your chart looked at much?
I have a few times.
Okay, great. We, as in our little commercial, I'm joking because it was really just an offer. We're not selling anything. We're just offering something. But we're talking about people's horoscopes during the lunation, just the specific parts that have to do with the zodiacal energy, and you can kind of look at your natal stuff and where the lunation is and the nature of lunation, and we can start to really use, well, okay, this is my focus this month. This is what I want to do. Now, we're talking about Mars today, and you have a Mars handle in your chart, meaning everything's sort of in a line, well, not totally, but Mars really is by itself in your chart. I'm not saying it's not making aspects, but just visually you can see that a lot of your energy fields will filter through your Mars, and your Mars is in the sign of Cancer. Isn't that interesting? And this is what we're talking about. Mars has just entered Cancer. Isn't that another... Does this happen to you a lot, Jill?
No, but what does that mean?
Well, Mars... The reason I wanted... Originally, I was thinking, what did we want to talk about tonight? And it really was the fact that Mars is in... That Mars is in the moon sign right now. And... It is, you know, a lot of people have Mars in Cancer, as you do, but it made me think about how are we really feeling about that kind of initiative energy within ourselves? You know, Mars is the kind of guy a girl likes when she's looking for a husband, and, you know, what she's attracted to, and Mars is the way a man really empowers his energy. Well, what about the women? How do we use our Mars? So I kind of wanted to talk about that tonight, like... People feel they're really using their Mars as their own energy, their own powerful way to deal with things. And how capable do they feel based on whether they kind of, that's the kind of person I'm attracted to, or is that the way I do it? So I thought that would be a good way to talk about things. So I want to ask you, you have Mars in Cancer, which means that you are leading with your concern for others. Is that true?
Yes.
You know, it's very important to you that when people need someone, you get to be there for them. Also,
yes.
Yeah, you do notice that. Also, because, you know, Mars is the way we kind of express energy, and the moon is goes through the whole zodiac in a month. So it changes its sign every 2.5 days. So people that have the Mars in Cancer can be barometers, or you could say moody. So this is an interesting thing. And since yours Mars is also retrograde, and Mars doesn't go as retrograde as often as other planets do, and because your Mars is retrograde, you know, all of the retrograde planets in our charts when we're born that way mean that we deal with things internally, and the moon is already an internal energy. It has to do with how we feel about life and all the memories we had, which many of them we aren't totally conscious of, but even so, it's a very intimate Mars to have with yourself. So that's
it. Sounds correct. It sounds, what you said sounds exactly like me.
Yeah, and let me just add this other dimension, because your Mars is in the house of Libra, or the house of the other, or the partner. You're really able to just kind of heroically do these things with people, aren't you?
Yes.
They don't ask sometimes, do they? You do it.
Yes.
And does that ever get you into trouble?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't, but it always... Like, people don't understand that I do know what I'm doing, but then they find out later it worked.
Right. But I'm sure when you were a child, that wasn't so easy to just feel like, oh, they need me, so you do it. And then they didn't, you know, everyone, you know, might not understand. So it's an interesting thing to even really think about, isn't it? And also, your Mars is opposing your Jupiter and your Saturn, which are those planets that really have to do with your whole style of living. So you really, I mean, I don't know what you do for a living. I'm going to ask you, what is it you do?
Right now, I am trying to figure, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm trying to figure out what it is I want to do.
Very interesting. Well, one of the things that's been happening to you, and I know you'll figure it out, Jill, I have no doubt, but one of the things that is happening right now is Pluto is going through your first house. And very often when that happens, because Pluto is the planet that has to do with what our soul's urge is and what our evolution is all about in terms of our own emotional security, who we are, what we have to come, like, why do we go through what we go through? I mean, yes.
Yes, I have been doing a lot of healing work on that.
That's fabulous, because that's exactly the position to be in, to accept change, to be healthy enough to handle it, and to put yourself in the gear of what will work for you now. So it's almost like reinventing yourself on a very low scale.
So I am going through that. I've been thinking, too, I have to change up all my relationships or just change all my relationships.
Okay. Well, again, you know, your Mars is retrograde, so, and Pluto's not there yet, but, you know, it could seem like it's about everyone else, but all of those relationships are teaching you how to change.
Yes, exactly. So I'm learning, so now what I was doing isn't going to work anymore.
What did you do before with your work?
With my work? I actually was a waitress.
Excellent. Well, yeah, that's a great job for someone who needs to know when people are running out of something or they're ready or not ready. You kind of need to use your intuition as a good waiter, right?
Right, I was like one of the best ever wherever I went.
That's wonderful.
So I have great people. I'm like a customer service expert.
Okay, so whatever, you know, in terms of what you're going to do next, nobody needs to tell you this. But, you know, when you're in that kind of confusion about what it is and you're doing all the healing work, just use your instincts for what would be good for you. And it's really a good time to look at your astrology and have more of a real reading. This is just kind of for learning purposes on the air. So please get in touch with me, Jill, and I'll send you your horoscope. And when you're ready, we can look at your chart a little more in depth.
Okay. That was excellent.
Thank you. And
excellent.
You have a great one. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Okay.
As somebody this is Janice, somebody who's got that same birth date, even though my chart doesn't compare to hers too much, I really do find that the stars are really sweeping out the closet, and it's an amazing opportunity to re-choose or hone what's exactly in line for you. It clears out the junk right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, great. Great, good point. Great point. Okay, so girls, let's take another call. Hi, caller. You're on the air. This is Joni.
Hi, Joni and Janice.
Hi.
This is Audrey. This is Audrey.
Another
and
friend. Audrey.
Yes, I couldn't resist. I've got to find out what Mars is up to.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. But Audrey, you are one of my favorite radio personalities. I have to say, I was on Audrey's show last Thursday, and it was just the best time, wasn't it? I mean,
oh,
it's always
yes.
fun. You know it's fun because you make it fun. That was great.
Oh, ditto. You're the mirror of, we're a mirror of each other. It's a great reflection.
Okay. Okay, so I have you in from, I'm going to put you, keep talking. So, Pat, were you on the show when Audrey came on a couple of weeks ago? Were you there?
No, I wasn't, unfortunately. But I have listened to parts of your show, Audrey. It really is fantastic, I have to say.
Oh,
why don't you tell everybody what you do? Tell them a little bit while I'm getting your chart out.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Well, I host a metaphysical, spiritual show on Blog Talk Radio as well, in association with Greater Good Ministries Radio. It's every Thursday night. It's called My Beauty Angel. And it's really recognizing and appreciating the beauty of everyone, everything, the universe, the animals, the Mother Earth, people, our gifts, that we've been born with, and just really beauty of everything. You know, the beauty of everything
and
everything.
And you are a beauty queen, and all, you know, you are a crowned queen, aren't you?
Well, yes, I've been in a few pageants in the past. I did get crowned. One of the latest pageants last year, I was crowned a Texas. I hate to say that word perfect, because I think that I really like to say that it's our imperfections that make one beautiful, you know, or like Michelangelo would say about the art, you know. So it's our beautiful flaws that can make us beautiful. But the title, nevertheless, was Texas Perfect Woman 2012, and that was really exciting to win, to be the first Texas beauty queen for that title last year. That was pretty fun. Yeah,
awesome. So. But, you know, to me, you know, we all have different genetics and we all learn how to carry ourselves. And definitely you can see people can manifest more beauty if they work at it physically. But certainly if we let our soul come out and we let ourselves feel beauty, we will be beautiful. But you, you know, what occurs to me about these pageants, and, you know, everybody has their own take on whether they want to do that or want to watch them or whatever, the whole idea is this quest to be your best and win. And you really learn the mechanics of this by doing anything like that, a sport or anything. I don't know what you really call pageants, but in a way it's a sport, isn't it? It's like you have to know what you're doing.
Yes, to me, I always looked at them. And there were many others that I had won back in the younger days as well, Venus Swimwear and Hawaiian Tropic, Miss Hawaiian Tropic, and there's been several others. But the thing is, it was a sport, and it was a fun sport where I made other women friends, and it wasn't all about, you know, just highly competitive or being. It was, there's a lot of camaraderie, sisterhood.
Yes.
And then the gifts and winning prizes and working on ourselves emotionally, physically, body, mind, and spirit to prepare ourselves and intellectually as well to understand questions that were asked of us on stage and getting over stage fright. And there's so many benefits.
Yes, yes, that's,
you know,
what I'm saying. There's a lot of tools you got in life. And, you know, let me talk about your chart for a minute, because you are an exceptional person. The thing that I get when I talk to you, I've been on your show 1 1/4 times, because that night the blog talk, whatever, and the question you came, and then we had a private session as well, that I always have this kind of delighted feeling talking to you. You know, you're just such, you're a person that really shares joy. And I love that very much. And I think it's what the world really needs, is lots and lots and lots of people sharing joy. And if you look at your chart, you would never guess this is what you did. In terms of pageants and things like that, because your chart is so serious about making a difference, about being the change, about how the world is, and how you're going to stick to your guns and be you and deal with it, not run away from it, but deal with it. And, you know, this kind of, I mean, I'm sure it's very challenging sometimes to have to go out there, right? And it's also, it's also challenging what you're talking about, helping people really deal with the inner beauty and feeling beautiful. It's a very good work. And so let's talk about your Mars, which maybe is the thing that talks about this the most in terms of what you don't see from everything else. Your Mars is in the sign of Libra, and that really has to do with equity and elegance and relationships. And, you know, I'm sure, and also because it's in the first house like this, you could be best friends, but you're not looking to defer and let them win. You know, you're really capable of not faking they're great. You be great too, right? So they can be great. You really do understand that it's important that everybody do their best, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Every
and
day.
Also, I'm sorry to keep referring to that one, because I know you're doing many other things right now, too. But also, having Mars in the first house is someone with Mars in its own natural house. So getting it started, getting it going, you can do that, especially when it comes to knowing other people will enjoy it, knowing other people will get something from it, knowing it'll help people raise the bar of, you know, the level, the standard. Not, you know, to me, Libra is the high-minded manners. It's really why we have manners, because we care about how other people receive us, et cetera, et cetera. And your Mars in Libra is in the first house, so not as close to your ascendant, however, as Uranus. So that's why I say, look at your chart, and I think, one, you're not the same every day, and two, you're really here to be very individualistic. Do you see yourself that way?
Yes, I do. I see myself as very much not a follower, someone who goes against the grain, as a trendsetter who has my own future. I'm like a futurist in my own. I don't mean like, because I don't give readings, but I have a foresight into the future of what people want to see, you know, to some, in some kind of beauty way, you know. But I don't mean beauty on a physical way. I mean beauty, it could be beauty of their home or their fashion or their life, their spiritual life, beauty in all ways, kind of thing. I guess the same thing. So I feel like there's some innate, natural, effortless thing about that. That it's just natural for me. It doesn't take much effort, really. You know, I'm just. That's how I am, just naturally. You know, but it's something that I love. Yeah.
Yes, and also, you know, just for everyone to know that you're a Capricorn with the sun in the house of Cancer. So again, that's another issue of, you know, really development in society, really development in the inner world of the home. So you really are someone who has a lot to offer people. I really hope people catch your show and learn everything from you. And you always have different guests all the time, don't you?
Yes, I do, and you're one of my favorite guests, Joni. We have to have
you
again too.
I had a great time.
I love you're the best astrologer I've ever known, and when I decide to have another reading, you know I'll be calling you.
Okay, Audrey.
Thank
you, darling. So nice talking to you.
Okay.
So that's interesting, isn't it, everyone? That a powerhouse becomes a beauty queen, isn't it? What do you
think,
Janice? I love it. Love it. Okay. Janice, are you still with us? I know Janice has plans.
I'm still here.
You're still here. Okay. So we're going to call. We're taking another call. This person's waiting 15 minutes. Hi there. You're on the air. This is Joni. Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Lanice.
Lanice, hi. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I had a call come in, and when I clicked over, you were saying you were on the phone. Wow, that was right on time. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. So do I have your chart? Are you going to give it to me now?
It's July 5th, 1963. Just had a birthday.
Happy birthday. July 5, 53, you said?
63.
63, okay. And what time were you born, do you know?
9:56 a.m.
Great. And where, Linise?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
Yeah.
Okay. How's it going in Memphis? Are you still in the South? Where are you now?
I'm still in Memphis.
Oh, nice.
It's going great. I had a beautiful birthday. Just got back from Mexico. to a beautiful resort and everything was all good.
Excellent. Congratulations. So let's look at your Mars. Now, it's so interesting how everyone is so in sync with this theme tonight because Mars is in her... Are you doing her
absolutely. Chart? Absolutely. My mouth is open, actually.
Go ahead. Tell her a little.
Okay.
You have Mars in Virgo in your first house. Have you ever had your chart done before?
Yes,
Do you know
have.
Anything about your chart? So, yes you have Mars in your first
mm-hmm.
house, and it's conjunct your ascendant.
Okay.
So this means that you're going to go for it.
Absolutely.
You're going to go
I
for
hope
it.
So. Yeah, I'm
and
feeling that.
Well, you've been like that before. You've had some practice, haven't you?
No, it seems like up until now, I was just thinking before I even got on this call on how everything seems different now, and I don't feel like I'm just in this space where I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But now it's like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so it seems like for the first time in my life.
Beautiful. You know, somebody in the chat room asked me to talk about this trine between between Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, and Mars is joining it, and all this energy in the water element. And what does that mean for all of us that have been wanting to know, wanting to understand? Well, this information has always been inside us, but we're kind of busy doing the other things that make us develop and being concerned about the environment and all this, especially you being Virgo rising with a whole bunch of planets in Virgo, but Mars is the one that's in the first house. The others are coming from the 12th house, which is the house of kind of spiritual matters, or you must have some actually kind of wild, intense dreams at times, don't you?
Ooh, wow, they slowed down now, but it was crazy last
yeah.
year.
Scary sometimes.
I would come out of my seat to a standing position, catching my breath and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, I could totally see that. But, you know, when you have a lot, whatever planets we have in the 12th house like that, it's kind of spiritual energy that can be tapped into, but it's certainly coming from an understanding of what is happening in the universe and the unconscious. And there's a lot of meaning in your dreams, and I'm sorry that you get scared by them, but they can be transformative. And then Mars is in the first house in Virgo, and Mars in Virgo is, as long as you know what you're doing and you feel comfortable, you're amazing at what you do. But there can be this inhibition before you know what's the story, what's the program, what do I have to do, am I going to be all right, that kind of feeling sometimes with Mars in the first time, right? And you've had that experience before, right? You like
mm-hmm.
to, you, like
hold
to
back.
You kind of hold back a little until you feel like you can be proficient, that you can take care of it well, etc. And this is natural for you. It's the way you should be, because that's your Mars. But of course, as you're older, there's more and more things that you've learned to do, and you know you are a capable person. And it's not that difficult to say to people, give me a moment to get a hang of this and I'll be right with you. You know, that kind of thing is really helpful. The other thing, you know, when we talk about your Mars, we want to look at, well, Mars is in Virgo, so let's look at your Mercury, because that's the ruler. And Mercury is in the sign of Cancer. And it is in the house of your career. So are you in a transition now of what you want to do also? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing nothing,
but I am so far done with that. And I'm trying to find out what can I do next to that would be using my creativity and also making money at the same time, where I won't be doing this hard work.
Okay. Well, you know, having Mars in the first house, it's good for you to do physical stuff. So once you're in another kind of work where it's not as physically hard, make sure you exercise, because it'll just help you with your energy. Mm-hmm. You know, and also, you know, just, you know, getting your hands in like clay sometimes or something like this where you can really work with the element of earth. It helps your energy a lot. Yeah, because when you have more than the first... You like what?
I like doing things. I like doing physical things, but it matters what I do because I don't like being sitting still either. But I don't want to, not doing something that I don't want to, when it's more mental, I'm doing my work more mental than physical. And I would like to be doing something that I physically enjoy in a creative type of a mode. So
yes,
don't know
good.
What that is yet.
Good. Okay, mm-hmm. But you don't have to worry about knowing because this is your life and the answers are inside you and they will come. And, you know, it's interesting we're talking about how Mars went into the sign of Cancer today in the moon sign and your Mercury is in Cancer and it's the ruler of your Mars. Interesting. Here we have a second kind of the universe telling us we're having the right discussion for today. And, you know, Mercury in Cancer means that you have a lot of concern for people's welfare. You know, are you in the health industry at all?
Yes, I'm doing nursing.
You what?
I'm a nurse, yes.
You're a nurse, okay. Well, yeah, and you like being a nurse, but there's many other ways to do nursing, isn't there? And there's many ways to use the myriad of knowledge you get about people and what they need and how they feel and what makes them feel better. And, you know, your Mercury is in your house of career and it's conjunct Venus in Gemini. So, you know, there's many, many, many diverse things you could be interested in anyway. So I know you're going to figure it out, but there's nothing wrong with deciding, well, this was fine for now, but now I want to do something that is going to reflect how much experience I actually have gotten and that I am good at all these things, so I don't have to be so inhibited to try something new. Because actually trying something new feels pretty good. And then I just want to mention your moon, which is in the house of the moon in your chart. So, you know, if I had to pick a nurse, you know, helping me around and doing things with me, it would be someone like you who had lots of energy, especially to encourage a person, which you definitely do, right?
Yes, I do.
Because your moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, which is the sign of hope and inspiration. And you know, you innately know that what you believe affects everything, especially your health and how your feelings affect everything. So it's all together for you, beliefs and feelings. And I think that this is, you know, we have our wonderful Janice Heller on the line with us, and maybe she wants to say something too. But Janice was saying, I said to her, it's got to be about love. And she says, I don't think it's anything but about love. And I love that. I'm going to remember that, Janice.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. True.
You know, when I was listening to your chart, I said, that woman is a nurse. She is a born caregiver. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We are, our charts are the moments we chose to reflect the energy we wanted to express. And it's okay to figure out many, many ways to experience life. But when you hear things like this, it just makes you wonder, you know. So you can get in touch with me more, Lanise, if you like. We're going to take the next caller because we just had a whole board, but it's such an honor to meet you.
You
Pat,
too.
Did you want to say anything else? Are we good?
We're
gonna
no.
Call us
we're
again.
All good.
We're every Saturday, okay, dear?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I got to say that I think that whatever it is you do in nursing, I think that you're probably very inspiring. And the floor of nursing is so difficult. And it changed it to where you were able to express inspiration and creativity to your patients, like in rehab or something, that it would be a wonderful way to go.
Okay. Because I've definitely got to do it a different way.
Okay. Thank you for that, Janice. Thank you.
So much late insight.
Okay.
Thank you very
You're
much.
The 901 number, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold. You can certainly stay and listen. Okay, Dan?
Thank
Take
so
care.
Much.
All the best. Okay. Okay. You know, I'm not a tech person, but I'm doing pretty good today, I think, considering it's Mercury retrograde.
You are.
Okay. Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
You can be our third co-host anytime. Okay, so here we are, 20207. Hi, this is Joni, Janice, and Pat on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hi, my name is Tom.
Tom. Okay, hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Northern Maine. My birthday is 1/27/1959 at 11:50 a.m. in Queens, New York.
11:50? F-5-0?
Yes.
Okay.
Queens.
In a.m., you said. Sorry.
Yes.
Friend. That's good. And Queens. Okay, great.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly.
What happened?
Have you seen the chart?
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Pat. You start. I'm just getting it up. Yeah, too bad we don't have one for Janice. She doesn't need it, though. She's
Tom,
excellent.
Have you ever had your chart done before?
I've seen it.
Do you know
I've
anything about it?
No,
oh, I know.
Nobody can explain it to me.
Well, you have Taurus rising.
Yes.
And you also have Mars in Taurus also exactly on your ascendant.
Isn't that interesting?
Like the previous caller, which I find extraordinarily interesting.
It's just a little joke of the synchronicity of the internet, isn't it? No, it's just
right?
us. We're just
well,
us.
And also interestingly, you have a Mars handle like our first caller had. So your Mars is separated from all the other planets in your chart.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know.
When
were you listening earlier when Joni had the caller with the Mars handle?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But yours is really more marked than that person. In fact, when you take the horoscope and you see, let's say you've seen your horoscope, haven't you? You can see
yes.
that almost all the planets are on one side.
Correct.
And then there's that one planet, Mars, on the ascendant.
Mm-hmm.
So the Western Hemisphere, where all your planets are, really represents the wanting to live in a cooperation, meaning it's all about relating in different manners and different situations, but the other people around you. The Eastern side, where your Mars is about, I don't need anything to get me going, I do it. And I'm here to, like, develop me. I don't need another person to get me to be me. And I'm saying it maybe in a casual way, and I don't really mean to pigeonhole anybody, but when you have Mars in your first house like that, in Taurus, which is quite a stubborn sign, as you probably noticed that you could be, right, Tom? Nobody can get you to move till you're ready. Isn't that true?
Yes.
You're not going to get pushed or rushed. It's not going to be what you like. And then you like to finish things because of the, you know, fixed signs like to do that. So Mars in Taurus is very strong in its own understanding. I want to know what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not talking about some hypothetical someday. I'm talking about right now, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. And then, so when we're looking at Mars in Taurus, which is also, remember we were talking about Janice's Mars in Libra, which I happen to have too, and her Venus in Scorpio. That
yes.
means that your Mars is in your kind of your complement or the polarity. You're in that sign, so you're not gonna be macho. You know, this isn't your need, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not, right? So you're going to have your, you know, and we were talking about Venus before, and really Venus isn't just about beauty. Venus is about value. And the ultimate value is the survival of your life because life is so precious. So people with this kind of Venus energy in Taurus are very strong survivors. Strong. And then, and also it's physical. So let's look at Venus just for the heck of it because it's the ruler. So we always kind of defer to the ruler in astrology. And your Venus is in Aquarius, in the house of the, in the house of career, but also just at the top. So, you know, I wonder, are you in the same career for a long time, or did you make one change and you're still in that one? Is it like that for you?
I'm in between positions right now.
Right. Did you stay in the same profession?
Yes.
You stayed in the same profession. Okay. But I, you know, having Aquarius in at the top of the chart like that, and career is very important. So the fact that you're in between, are you okay? Is this a really tough time because of that?
I don't know why it's a tough time.
But it is. Go ahead.
It's a tough time out here where I am.
Yeah.
It just is.
I think this is one of the pivotal years we're going to go through as a society. It's a very strong year, and it's a lot of change going on. And when something does affect something like your job or your career, because you also have a lot of energy in your workhouse too, the job, and also your moon is in the sign of Virgo, which is wants to be productive, wants to get it going. Let me do something. Give me something to do. Okay, that kind of thing. So so when you're in a period like this where, you know, not only you're in this uncertainty and you don't know what you're doing yet, which is pretty disturbing for that Mars of yours, there must be a reason what you have to do in this period, which is to really, remember the other call with the woman that was saying she was spending a lot of time healing herself?
Yes.
Well, this is so essential for you as well. Just, you know, if you're making a change, because remember, I asked you if you made a change once yet, and you said no, you're still in the same, you've been in the same profession. But maybe this is going to be a time where you're going to really be ready for something different. So your sun is in the sign of Aquarius, which is fixed, means I don't love change. And your ascendant is fixed, don't love change even more. Even though it's challenging, it's very important that you give yourself permission to allow the shift, whatever that is for you. And there's a lot of energy going through those, you know, through that early degree too of the fire and air signs. So, why don't you, you know, I know you have patience anyway, but I'm sure that you might be making a bigger shift than you realize, and it's worth it.
Any shift is worth it right now when it comes into finances, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, people have to borrow from their savings, and they have to borrow from whoever to get through time sometimes, but let me see. You know, with this, you know, right now I hope you're seeing yourself put a flow back in your imagination of it's coming in again, it's coming in again, money's coming in again. It's really, you know, everywhere, finances are everywhere, and some of it isn't even real, but the part that's real, that goes in your bank, that you see it come in, see it come in. See yourself doing what you want to do and in on another level, meaning I'm ready for the next section. But money, we all need that, so I'm going to have it. All right? You're welcome.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, no, I really hope it works out great for you. There's all kinds of possibilities everywhere, but in your case, it's more about honoring this moment for what it is, which is your healing and your being able to kind of input into your own imagination the direction you're choosing.
Right.
The one that makes you happy, one that feels very secure to you because it's the path you want. Okay?
Yeah, right? Could I ask a question real quick? On my home that I'm living in, will I be purchasing it or will we be moving again?
Well, I mean, that's your decision. I'm not going to tell you what you're going to do. If you know, if you're going to do it, you should decide.
I know. I mean, I want to purchase it, but astrologically speaking, is there
You know, to do something like that, when it really deals with people's finances and mortgages and loans, I would never make a quick judgment. But I don't think you have to move. Just my own.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, my dear. So you get in touch if you want again. Okay?
Yes, definitely.
Take care, Tom. Have a great night. Okay. So let me see who's waiting here. Okay. Oh, girls, if you, Janice, did you have to go?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, great. Isn't this fun? Talking to all the people of the world about
their
charts. Yes, and
you're amazing. So it's mm-hmm. lessons for me.
Great. Thank you. Okay, you too. You too, Pat. Okay, so why don't we just give people an idea how to get in touch with this offer with the commercial. You can read it in your regular rapid voice if you like. I told her, we get a commercial.
If you'd like a complimentary copy of your horoscope from Joni, you can email her at joonimoonmessage@aol.com. That's joonimoonmessage@aol.com. Please include your name, the date of birth, time of birth, and where you were born.
Great, great.
And if you... Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And if you're interested in having your solar return done for this year, give Joni a call at 561-330-4040, or you can email her at joonimoonmessage@aol.com.
It's interesting how we're...
find her on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can always get in touch with me on Facebook, and I will tell you to email... I'll email you. So we're going to have to go on email for me to send these things, but... you know, your solar return is the point of renewal for your own individual purpose. So it's very good to do that once a year. And you can also do another one at the half return, because that's sort of how you're doing, and it's really the energy you're having to deal with that determination you made for your life, and it's also very insightful. So please call. We have a lot of callers. If you don't get on the air today, just get in touch with me, and I'll send you that information, and we can have a little chat too. So, okay. Now this, I'm going to try to take as many. We have the show. I just want to play a little song on the way out, so we're going to go for a little while longer. Hi, caller in your ear.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Joni, Janice, and Pat. What's your name?
Hello, everyone. How are
Hello.
You all?
Oh, wonderful.
My name is Danielle.
Danielle, okay.
Yes.
And your birthday?
My birthday is 10/2/75.
Great.
My time of birth is 12:21 a.m. Excuse me. 12:21 a.m. and that's in Chicago.
Great.
I was actually going to ask, I don't know if you're doing this, I've been listening for a while today, and do you ever do any type of like composite charts? Because I kind of have a question, or I'm kind of curious about a relationship, and I was wondering if that's something that
I might do it if that had to do with the theme of the show, but I'm not going to do that on this show, but you can get in touch with me to find out how to do that. I definitely do that. The thing about the composite, you want to make sure that before you make a composite chart, which is really the midpoints between your horoscope and a person you have made a commitment with. So if it's just somebody you're kind of interested in, it's better to just to do a comparison and look at how your energy.
No, this is someone I've been in a relationship with for a long
time.
Okay,
good. Okay, so that's a good time to do it. I just wanted to say that, just like you want to when you know that you're committed to an event, that's when you make an electional chart, meaning, okay, I know I'm going to launch my website. So you find a time that's really beneficial, an astrologer can find that for you. But you want to really wait until you know what you're doing. Anyway, I'm just telling everybody that.
Yeah.
So, So, but congratulations, you're in a relationship. Yay. You know, especially if you're born on October 2nd, because number 2 is a relationship number. And, of course, Libras are very much about equity and compromise and, you know, cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just looking at your chart, did you make it too, Pat?
I did, yes.
So you know what I want to talk about first. I don't know if you know, but I'll tell you. your sun, within a degree, conjunct Pluto. So even though you are a loving Libra, you have to be with someone that can really understand the profound level that you live on. You're not superficial. You're not interested in that. Mm-hmm. And intense. So, you know, this is a person that has to have his energy. You know, this person has to have their energy. I don't mean to say his. I don't know what anybody likes, and I like everyone to like what they want. But when you're in a relationship with someone that is as intense as you are, they have to respect you for that. And that's happening for you, is it? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, and also, you know, also when you have Pluto conjunct the sun like that, you're a person who really wants to understand themselves on these deep emotional levels. And you've done a lot of work on discovery of who you are, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes. And, you know, being a Cancer rising, and the sun and Pluto and Mercury and Uranus all in the house of the moon. You know, you're a very intuitive woman yourself. I'm sure that you know that.
Yes.
And also because you have so many planets in that house, in the fourth house, are you already living with this person?
No, we're not living together yet.
You're not, but, you know, a lot of the action starts when you live together. And it's so important that you make sure it's the right person. I do suggest you have a composite done and look at it and just talk about it so you can handle things well. The other thing, so let's talk about Mars for a minute, because that's the theme of the show, Mars in the moon, and your Mars is in the sign of Gemini. So when it just comes to your taste, you really love variety. You like, you know, you don't like to be bored, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
Mars in Gemini has, they can have something interesting in the way they talk with their hands, and they just love to read, love to talk, love to communicate. And even though you're Cancer rising and all these planets in the house of Cancer, you can be very introspective. But when you're comfortable with certain friends, especially, it's fun to be around you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? You like it? That's kind of a crazy question, isn't it? But your moon is in the sign of Leo, and in the house of Taurus. So you like your life to feel grounded. You want to really know who you are. You definitely need somebody that treats you with respect. It's just very important. And you know, where does that respect come from? When we really respect ourselves. And, you know, Leo's a sign of the sun, so Leo moons kind of get a little bit of a disadvantage in the sense that they aren't asking for the attention the way a Leo sun does. The Leo moon would like it, but they don't necessarily ask for it. So that's an interesting thing, too, that you have to give yourself everything you want in life, meaning if you want to go, if you have the energy and the plan, you can make it happen. And I bet you already have that kind of as one of your mottos on some level, isn't it?
What's that?
That you'll work for something, because you'll work for it till you get it, because you really want it and it's going to be yours.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Saturn in the first house is no slouch. This is a person. Or when you're a little kid, it's hard to cheer you up if you get sad. And even maybe there's times in your life where you can have some depression that you have to learn to deal with. But on the other hand, it's about making your life grow and grow and develop and focus and take responsibility for it all. It's very, very strong. So this is wonderful.
Okay.
So get in touch with us at the website, and you can give me your partner's birth time, and we can look at something. Okay?
I sure will. Listen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We appreciate you.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so.
I want to interrupt for 1 second. I want to ask you, but thank you very much.
Thank you, Janice. Talk to you soon, dear. It was great having you on.
Okay, bye-bye. Lots of love.
Thanks, Janice.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, is this Gemini Diva 70? Is this Gemini Diva?
Yes, it is.
I love when people have, usually it's just a phone number on here, so at least I know you're Gemini.
Oh yeah, I'm calling through Skype.
So that was a good for me. So tell me your birthday and your name.
Okay, my name is Tamla, and my date of birth is 6-4-71.
6-4-71. So already I know that you have a practical side to you, being born on the 4th, right?
Yeah.
You really like to get reality good the way you like it, right?
I guess. That's how it's been coming all my life, so I guess.
Good. That's perfect for you. And what time, Stammer?
3:50 p.m.
3:50. Okay.
And I was born in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay. All these Southerners call.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Wait. Not that I'm not a Southerner, because I live
in
Florida.
But you're a Southerner now, Joni.
But do I sound like a Southerner?
No.
No, not really.
I am a New Yorker, in case anyone didn't notice. And I'm just as proud as it as I would be being a Southerner. Okay, so June 4th, 1971, 3:50 p.m. Okay, so, Tamara, you have your moon in the first house right near your ascendant as well, in the sign of Libra. So, you know, you're a person who really likes it to be fair. You like when people care about people, right? All this is, you know, you like when people respect each other. You like to have manners, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
These are important things. This is the way you express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's sort of hard to hide your feelings sometimes because the moon is on the ascendant like that. So if you're great, people see it. If you're not great, they might notice too. But c'est la vie. That's what life's about, is be who you are, right? And you know, I would say that, you know, with an air rising and an air sun, and an air moon, you know, everything likes to be sort of rational, communicative, persuasive, let's talk about it. But with the moon there, it really does bring in an emotional side, right?
Yeah, because I'm a Gemini, and I tend to be kind of aloof, but then I got all these other things that kind of make me have to... It's so weird, because I was doing a little bit of reading on my chart. It's like one part of me likes justice and balance and beauty. The other side wants to talk. But then the Mars in me, which is, I think, Aquarius, sometimes is rebellious. And it's just, the way I read my chart, it sounds like I'm something to be reckoned with.
All right. Well, then you should be the other co-host on the show.
I know.
So, we'll have all corners covered. Yeah, you know, the thing is, your Mars is also in an air sign, in the sign of Aquarius, like you said. And Mars in Aquarius is, you know, they're going for the utopia. They're going for the ideals. Mm-hmm. But it's also in the house of the moon. So yeah, I think the interest in dichotomy is being so cerebral, but also being someone who really feels things and is emotional. And how, you know, so your emotional plumbing can be a little funny.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you have to think about things before you understand how you feel. And yet,
exactly.
Mars in the emotional house could be the wrong day, the wrong person, and the wrong comment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could set you off a little bit. So it's so important that you keep yourself in this great condition, that you feel like, okay, I'm here, and I'm taking care of me. And then whatever mm-hmm. they do. But, you know, I can still talk about it. And you can, because whether you want to talk about things with everyone is another question. Because people that are Geminis can have their Mercuries in Gemini, or they can have their Mercuries in Cancer, but you have your Mercury in Taurus, and it is conjunct Saturn. So,
that's a good point you made. So what does that mean for me? Does that mean I can be stubborn, or how does that play out for me?
Yes, especially when you've made up your mind. I think nobody would debate that one. But
mm-hmm.
it's in the house of Scorpio, so it takes a lot for you to have an opinion. And you're not looking to trivialize what you think and say by talking to people that are going to just be not understanding or not relating or just really not enhancing the purpose of it. So I think you pick and choose who you really talk to.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I want to commend you for that, because that's the way you want to communicate. So a lot of Geminis are kind of, you know, what is the joke about Geminis? A mile wide and an inch deep. This is not. That's the kind of funny joke. But that's not the way you think.
Yeah.
You're very deeply involved in your thought, and sometimes it's not even words. It's just a sense of what's right, what's wrong, what's fair, what's, you know, all of that. So if you're really intimate with someone, yeah, you'll have conversations, and you would also be a very good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Of anything that you've learned already, after you got a chance to think about it and reaffirm that it's a good way for you to feel. Because, you know, it's easier for you to teach someone probably than for them to teach you.
Yeah.
You're not going to change that easily. They have to be very, very persuasive and related to something that matters to you. Because you think mm-hmm. about what's important to you. And that's okay. That's good. So, you know, so your Mars, you know, there's a lot of fixed energy in your chart. So I'm sure that with even your Mars in Aquarius, which is also fixed, has quite a challenge getting you to agree sometimes to what you want to do.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, but it's okay. It's your process. Respect yourself and understand you don't have to be so, you know, we have to accept everything, including the fact that we all have some negative side to ourselves. We all have mm-hmm. fear. We all have anger. But we need to not disassociate from it so much that we think it's something else, not us. It's our life. Right. So, you know, the older you get, the more you get. We're going to have to close in a second, but your chart's very interesting. Please get in touch with me. And anyone that hasn't gotten on the air this week, call back next week and certainly get in touch with us. I'm going to wind out the show with some, let me see, whatever I can reach here. But thank you, everyone, for calling, and we had a long show, didn't we? So
yes, it was good. It was very good,
though. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
The power of my demona. The power of my demona. Yeah.